lubrication simulation can stop those grinding gears. Phenomena, oil flow in a gearbox, potential industry applications. Energy, oil, gas, automotive, manufacturing, aerospace. Main software, STAR CCM plus analysis type, CFD models. Volume of fluid, Eulerian calculations, immiscible phases, shear temperature, pressure, velocity fields, entrapment of air, turbulence, multibody motion, overset, chimera, method, grid overlaps. Findings. Torque, pressure, flow successfully studied between teeth around the gearbox, influence of oil height on flow distribution can be studied, rotation rate, after two rotations, seems to have comparable small influence on the distribution gear flanks. If your industry performs some sort of power transmission, then you are likely concerned with the lubrication of your gearboxes. Proper lubrication ensures that your gears won't jam, pit, skip, or lose a tooth during your high production cycles. To ensure proper lubrication during gear rotations, CFD Shuck specialist Dr. Christine Clyer devised a simulation to study the flow of oil and oil distribution on gear flanks in a rotating spur gear system. Using the CFD model, you can study lubrication based on oil fill height and gear rotation speed. This allows for better gear housing design and power transmission while reducing friction and energy losses. To simulate the multiphase fluid flow of the system, we use the VOF, volume of fluid, method, explains Clyer. This method uses an Eulerian framework which assumes that immiscible fluids share temperature, pressure, and velocity fields. Using this method, you can also assess turbulence regimes and entrapment of air in the oil. The motion of the gears is simulated using the overlapping overset, aka chimera, method, continues Clyer. Using this technique, every moving body is represented by one grid. The new option of the method is that it allows overset meshes to overlap each other while the solution is computed on all grids simultaneously. For the overset method, the simulation mesh has to contain three different cell types. These cell types are active cells, yellow, where the simulation equations are solved. Passive cells, red, where the cell is briefly deactivated and no calculations are performed. Acceptor cells, blue, contain information to calculate active cell center values at theer boundaries and phase fluxes. Once the mesh was created, the simulation was able to calculate the flow of oil between the cogs and throughout the gearbox. This is just a case study. It demonstrates that the simulation can be used to compare oil flow in a gearbox at different fill heights. For further model validation, we need experimental data, stressed Clyer. For instance, in this simulation, we assume the temperature was at 100 C, 212 F. By changing the oil temperature, you would change the oil flow. At present, the simulation is able to study the torque, pressure, and flow of the oil between the gear teeth and throughout the gearbox. In this case study, however, the teeth appear to be well lubricated after the first full rotation. Additionally, the rotation speed of the gears at the beginning had comparable little effect on the oil fraction present on the flanks of the gears. However, the effects of the oil fill height were seen in both the oil flow and the volume fraction along the flanks of the gears. In the future, Clyer hopes to add thermoanalysis to the simulation. The oil could act as a coolant on the gears. It would be interesting to see the cooling effect on the box, walls, and gear flanks. I would also like to study the effects of oil viscosity and the overall geometry. Clyer's employer is CFD Shuck. They are an engineering service consultant company which employs 35 engineers and other employees. They specialize in CAD data preparation, design optimization, CFD simulations, post-processing, and consulting within various software platforms. Resource: Eberhard Schreck, Mila von Peritz, and Daryl Snyder. CD Adapco, Overset Grids Technology and STAR CCM Plus, Methodology and Applications.